Cue the fancy intro music. This is Creative Freedom, empowerment for creative entrepreneurs, where can-do inspiration and how-to education collide to help you own your dreams without selling your soul. Creative Freedom gives you the tips, tools, and resources you need to define and achieve success on your own terms, so you can make great money doing what you love and have the time and freedom to enjoy it. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Lisa Robin Young. Let's get started.
I've become not quite addicted to an online game recently, and I won't bore you with the details about killing undead, solving puzzles, and building castles. Well, something about seeing growth happen inspires me, even in the virtual world. The other day, though, something interesting happened. We started having conversations amongst our team about our real-world lives. Several of the players are long-haul truckers. One works for the U.S. Postal Service, another is from Russia, while another still is in China. Two of us are here in Tennessee. We haven't made a plan to connect in real life and probably never will. We're gaming friends, and that's about as far as it goes. As we continue talking, our team leader stunned me when they said that they'd already spent more money playing this game than they made in a year at their day job. I was, to say the least, a little bit speechless. It never occurred to me to invest a year's wages into this game. And I'm not judging our leader at all. If you've been around for a while, then you've heard me talk about the person who put a second mortgage on their house in order to be seen at all the right events for a few years. And I don't judge those decisions because you never know what's motivating a person. But I will say that those decisions have consequences, and those are decisions I could never make for myself. Now, part of the reason is the way I was raised. Part of the reason is the trauma and the stories that I carry around money. And I'll share a bit about that today, but I also want to point out that none of that has anything to do with them. Can you see that? Our money stories shape our choices, which shape our money stories. My friend and colleague Teresa Romaine is an abundance coach, and she says your externals are a reflection of your internals, that your internals create your externals. And I'll put a link to her work in the show notes. My internal stories shape my decisions to not spend money in that way. And as a result, I don't have one of the biggest castles in the game. I'm actually somewhere in the middle, I call it the mediocre middle. I do judge that in terms of castle size. But our leader, our team leader, has one of the biggest, baddest castles. He's one of the biggest, baddest fighters on our server. And his castle's bigger than almost everybody else's on our team. So who am I to say anything about those choices? I don't have any idea what this game means to other people. Maybe it's their only link to the outside world. Maybe it's the only thing they do to treat themselves. Maybe it's the one thing that keeps them sane. You know, maybe they've got money issues and maybe they don't. That's not my business. And my point is that instead of trying to be all judgy about other people, it's important for me to better understand myself, my thoughts, my motivations, my money stories, my money blocks. And the same holds true for you. While it's easy to look outside yourself at what other people are doing and make judgments about good or bad, right or wrong, I want to invite you to hold a mirror up to yourself and see if you might be harboring a few money blocks of your own, because you're the only person that you can do anything about anyways. So let's start there. Today, I'm sharing the biggest money blocks for each creative type, these thought patterns. Because while we're all unique, we do carry a few patterns in our types that can put up big roadblocks to our business growth and success. And if you haven't already taken our free quiz, you're going to want to do that in order to know your type. Head on over to lisarobinyoung.com/quiz to get your results. Now, there's no opt-in required to get your results. If you do opt-in, you get a guide that unpacks all the different creative types so that you can learn more about more than just your own creative type. You'll also get loads more insights into your own type to better help you understand the unique gifts and challenges of your creative entrepreneur type. And quick point, you may find yourself represented in all of the mindset issues that we're going to talk about today. That's not necessarily wrong. See, the creative types are on a spectrum, if you didn't already know that. So we can manifest any of these blocks regardless of our type, though some of them will likely be more common for you than others. So let's jump in here. Fusion and chaotic creatives both tend to deal with perfectionism, but fusions also tend to harbor a difficulty in asking for help. That leaves us playing the comparison game, or comparisonitis, as I like to call it. We tend to be good at many things, and that makes it hard for us to pick one thing to focus on. Our biggest block, then, tends to be the idea that if my offer isn't better than everybody else, then why should I bother? We look at one end of the creative spectrum and we see the very organized, incredibly focused linears. And we think, oh, I'm not as systematized or professional or whatever as them. And then we look to the other end and we see the experientially focused chaotics. And we think, oh, I could never come up with ideas as creative as they do. Ugh. So we stay stuck in comparisonitis and our projects stall. And I'm going through that right now with writing my new book. It's a challenge to put this stuff on paper. And I'm like, I don't understand why this is happening. And I do. I've got this block of this book has to be the best book out there, blah, blah, blah. And that's just not true. So I'm slowly getting pen to paper and getting this book put together. But the project has been stalled because I've been comparing it to my other books, to how I want it to measure up and stack up in the industry to other books like this. You know, the idea that our offers simply don't measure up is a false reality. And I'm saying this for myself as much as I'm saying this for you. Fusions need to recognize that they bring their own unique spin to everything they do, which means anything they do is going to have a unique value that other people don't provide. That mix of chaotic and fusion means you understand the bigger picture in ways that other folks further along the spectrum can't. That mix of linear and fusion means that you can get into the details and the nuances in ways that other people can't. Your perspective and ability to incorporate aspects from both sides of the spectrum is a big part of what makes you special. It's not about being better than everything else out there. It's about being uniquely you in the way that you do what others might also be doing. Because frankly, that's what people are buying. So I'm a fusion creative. I've said that before. I don't think I've kept that a secret. And this is one of my big personal money blocks, especially as I've been shifting my messaging and my audience focus to people who want to be the celebrity of their niche. And I'm watching my audience shrink a little right now as people who don't resonate with that new messaging start to abandon ship. Now that's normal. And it's actually encouraged. You want people who don't want what you have to offer to hit the bricks. But watching it happen freaks me out a little bit. I'm like, oh, when's this gonna start growing again? Oh, okay. And that's when I start to put pressure on myself to figure things out and solve this problem so that there's not a slump in our revenue and so that things can continue to grow, which is, you know, the funny thing, because revenue isn't slumping. We're actually doing better this year than we did this time last year. Our pay for results incubator is almost full as I record this, and I expect it will be full after our Cashflow Creator Workshop at the end of April. Incidentally, if you're curious about how we build businesses, you'll want to be at that workshop. Just another reason to be on my email list if you're not already. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, help me quell my paranoia. But even with this growth happening, I find myself from time to time stuck in the figure it out paralysis. And when I'm looking at what other coaches are doing or benchmarking my work and offers to theirs, then I start to obsess about how can I do more, be more, or just be different? How can I be better than whatever else is out there? Which doesn't have me actually doing anything except overthinking, which is something that, you know, is more on the linear side of my brain. Can any of you fellow fusion creatives out there relate? I hope so. But here's the truth. There are a lot of business coaches in the world, and a growing number of them work with creatives. There are even a few who are incorporating music or performance art as a means of engaging with their raving fans. So that's not unique to me alone. But there's only one me. And that alone by itself, with nothing more added to it, has value. But then there's also the fact that I'm the one with the creative types. I'm the one with the five key areas of success. I'm the one with the star power method for becoming a celebrity in your niche. And I'm bringing music to the table as a teachable instrument of inspiration and providing the education and the strategy to help you own your dreams without selling your soul. That's a lot. There's a lot of value in there, Lisa. Get that through your head. Okay, I'm working on it. And my audience, my right audience, loves that about me. So I don't need to be perfect, which is great because I'm not. I'm damn good at what I do, and that's not bragging. That's honesty that I often forget. You know, if I can spend 30 minutes with a total stranger and help them see their business in a different way, one that's aligned with their values, still helps them bring in $15,000 later that same day, then I think it's fair for me to say that I am pretty damn good at what I do. And sometimes I need to remind myself of that fact. And that's okay. We all hit a slump. We all face our blocks. But having that clarity gives me the ability to choose and do things differently next time. Remember, success is a destination. You're already there. If you look around and don't like what you're seeing, you need to choose and do differently next time. And benchmarking is one thing. It's useful to see what the baseline is or to learn the best practices in an industry. But it's a completely different thing to hold yourself hostage to that data and then feel like you'll never measure up. Maybe your way is an innovation that hasn't broken through yet. Maybe you get to be the pioneer. Maybe your world needs you to do it your way so that the mold, the old mold, the tired, stagnant mold can be broken. Let go of the need to compare yourself to others and remember that you are beyond compare, Fusion Creative. All right, so I've already hinted at the problem for Chaotix when I was talking about the roots of comparisonitis in Fusion Creatives. Chaotic types struggle with perfectionism, especially when it comes to the experiential elements of their work. It has to look and feel a certain way. It has to match up to the vision in their mind. Otherwise, the thought pattern becomes, well, if it's not perfect, it's crap, and nobody wants that anyways. When Lady Gaga was planning the Monsters Ball tour, and I think I've talked about this before, she was trying to catch the eye of a big music promoter, Arthur Fogel. And she put everything she had into that tour, all her savings, every drop of blood, sweat, and tears, and $3 million from her bank account. And I got this from the documentary, Who the F is Arthur Fogel, that I saw a few years ago, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes. Now, this dude was the big time, and she wasn't there yet. Even after the success of Poker Face, she still didn't think she was there yet. But she wanted to be, and knew that if she caught the eye of Fogel and impressed him, she'd get him to say yes and become her promoter. Now, she spared no expense and put herself near bankruptcy for this tour. Now, I didn't go back and rewatch the film before recording this, so I looked it up online. And according to the article that I found, and I'll link to it in the show notes as well, Lady Gaga spent $3 million just on the stage for her Monsters Ball tour. And she was broke as Toby's ghost during that whole tour. She sacrificed everything for the sake of that tour. And if it didn't work, then she was Dunsville, my friend. She had nothing left. Now, as luck would have it, Fogel was impressed and cut her a $40 million check at the end of that tour as an advance for her future work. So, whew, crisis averted. But you're not Lady Gaga. You may or may not have a cool $3 million sitting in the bank just waiting for your next creative endeavor. Chaotix need to recognize and appreciate the boundaries that come with just a smidgen of limitation. Just a smidge. What we're trying to avoid here is champagne wishes and Kool-Aid money. Yes, aim high. Yes, have standards. Yes, strive for excellence and mastery. Those are your hallmarks as a chaotic creative. They are what help you stand out and be memorable. There's no one else like Lady Gaga. A little bit of limitation and a few boundaries helps you also be able to eat more than just ramen noodles while you're planning your next big thing. What if you could take supremely good care of yourself and nurture your raving fans? What if you don't have to sacrifice everything for the sake of perfection? You'll never have pockets deep enough or time enough to play out every vision to its fullest. Sometimes, and this is going to upset a few of you, sometimes it's okay to settle for awesome instead of perfect. You can't have everything all the time. So it pays to be intentional and strategic and recognize that perfection is an illusion anyways. Be willing to give yourself some constraints, like a schedule or a budget. Gasp, I know, the horror. Let those help you stay on track and actually deliver your offers. Because despite Lady Gaga's immense investment and sacrifice in her tour, she still only had limited funds, limited energy, and limited ability to get on Fogel's radar. there were still plenty of things beyond her control, and there came a point where she just had to stop perfecting and get on with the show. And things did go wrong on that tour. Everything was not 100% perfect all the time. And here's the beautiful thing about capacity constraints. It gives you a built-in mechanism to upgrade things later. After you've tested it, launched it, made money from it, and gotten real feedback from your fans. Instead of plowing hundreds, thousands, or millions into something that may not fly, make a smaller start. A good start, maybe even an excellent start, but a smaller one. And see how it can grow over time. That way, you can stop sacrificing the time and attention that your business needs to effectively run and be profitable. So I have an incubator client who is pretty much brand new to business. And they're getting ready for their first workshop and had a bunch of worksheets that they had cobbled together from different exercises that they'd used with some of their coaching clients in the past. And I suggested that we put them together in a single workbook that was branded with their logo, their colors, and their contact information. That way, going forward, we could continue to iterate on those documents so that they looked more and more on brand for her. Plus, by getting them in a single format, and we used Canva, she could go back and edit these documents over the years to better reflect who she was becoming and the work that she was doing. She could include or exclude any pages that she needed for upcoming events, and they would all live in one place as a repository for future updates and upgrades. In the incubator, we sometimes have to manage the expectations of our clients. A document like this can take hours to create, and you only get so many hours in your annual contract. So we had to be intentional about how to make the most of the hours that we were investing in this project on their behalf. Oh, we could have hired a designer to create everything and lay it all out in Adobe InDesign, which is the industry standard, but that was way outside this client's budget. Would it have looked amazing? Certainly. My designer is one of the best in the business, and I know that in my bones. But my client had a weekend workshop for about 10 people coming up in just a couple of weeks. So instead of putting all that time and money into this first project, we started with something basic, good quality, definitely an upgrade from what they had, and it gave my client room to grow into the next iteration of their brand and the worksheets for whatever upcoming events that they've got going on. Once you set a high expectation with your audience, they kind of expect you to maintain it. And that's one of the reasons why I had mixed emotions about going podcast only this year. I like doing videos, but we didn't have the bandwidth to be able to do it all. And rather than do nothing, I chose to do what I tell my clients to do. Do what you can as you are able. Thus, podcast. Okay, so moving on to linears. Because money is a fairly linear construct, numbers, math, etc., linears don't tend to struggle with making money. They've usually got enough tested systems and processes in place to bring in revenue pretty quickly and pretty efficiently. The problem is when those systems start to fail, either because their business has gained in complexity, which is a problem of over-systematizing, or because their audience or market has changed. And so when things stop going smoothly, there's a lot of second guessing, kicking the machine, and grumbling. But not a lot of changing. And this is the block. Linears default to checking the data. What's worked in the past? Let's just do more of that. That's a gift when things are working, but it's a recipe for staying stuck in a rut when things stop working like they once did. Linear creatives can get a little fixated on, well, it worked before, it should work now. Why is it not working now? If we're talking about a business that's over-systematized, it can be hard for a linear to peel back the layers and let go of systems that aren't working anymore. If you've ever worked in an environment where you had to do things a certain way long after that certain way was effective, then you know what I'm talking about. Why are we still doing this when there are at least three better ways to do it? Because the boss, or the company, or the higher-ups said we have to, so we do it. Oh, this reminds me of that Christmas ham story, and you've probably heard it. A wife's making a Christmas ham for their family dinner for the first time. She's been entrusted by her mother. The recipe has been passed down from generation to generation, and now it's her turn. So she feels the responsibility and the weight of doing this exactly right and getting everything done so that everybody's happy. She has watched her mother do this for years. She is ready. And as she's preparing the ham, she lops off one end of it and throws it out. She places the rest of the ham in her baking pan and starts to put it in the oven. Her husband looks at her and asks her what she's doing. And she says, this is how my mom did it, so that's how I'm doing it. He has learned not to argue. But at dinner, he can't help himself. So he turns to his mother-in-law and asks, why does she cut off the ham and throw it out? And the mother-in-law replies, well, I don't know why she's doing it, but I did it because my pan was too small and it wouldn't all fit in there when I put it in the oven. Systems and processes are meant to assist and support us. They have reasons for existence, but they're not supposed to become our gods. Linears need to learn flexibility. Just because something has always worked before doesn't mean it will always work in the future. Systems and processes are only useful when they actually work. And every system requires periodic maintenance to make sure that it's still running optimally. When I worked in the automotive industry, they would shut down a machine that was working perfectly fine and go through all of the preventative maintenance steps to check all of the points of inspection on that machine and fix whatever needed to be fixed proactively so that it was only down for those few minutes instead of shutting down in the middle of a run or worse, hurting someone because something got broken. Preventative maintenance to any system or machine is vital. When things aren't working the way they used to, it might be time for a new system or at the very least, new parts for the old one. It might mean calling on the talents of a chaotic or a fusion to see things differently and give you some fresh perspectives. Now, don't panic, you're still the boss. But a fresh set of eyes may help you grow in ways that you'd never imagined. Give yourself permission to experiment with new approaches. Take the pressure off of those things having to be great right out of the gate. Be willing to be wrong about some things, even the things that you're genius about. Otherwise, you might be throwing out half your ham and missing out on all that deliciousness in the process. Now, of course, as I continue to say, the types are on a spectrum. So we can manifest any of these blocks regardless of our type. They just tend to show up more frequently in certain types than others. And the symptoms may look the same. You may be paralyzed to ship a product, but if you're a linear, it's because you've either over-systematized or overthought something. If you're a chaotic, it's because you're not trusting your team to deliver on the vision at the rate that you can afford. And if you're a fusion, it's probably because you're not asking for help. Okay, that's usually what it boils down to. So you can have the same symptom, but the solution is different because the source of the problem is different for each of the types. And if you're on the cusp, either between fusion and linear or between fusion and chaotic, then you have to recognize that you're going to have a double dose of blocks from time to time. Yay, lucky you. Now the solution, believe it or not, is actually the same for all of them. And it comes down to four things. Be willing to be wrong. Be willing to experiment. Be willing to fail. I know, shocker, right? And I'm going to drive this one home for the fusions. Be willing to ask for and receive help. I tell my clients that your first is always your worst, which means your first attempts at anything, whether it's asking for help. Can you tell this is a thing with me? Or anything else, right? Anytime you're attempting something for the first time, it's always going to be the worst compared to how much better you get with time, practice, and patience. And you can't get the time or practice or patience without just doing the darn thing. So give yourself grace to try new things, muck things up a bit, and not expect perfection. That creates a lot of freedom to be creative and find new solutions. Give yourself permission to ask for and receive help. That means you don't have to be the one trying to figure it all out all by yourself. Ah, freedom. Now's the time on Creative Freedom where I thank you for helping us make a bigger impact in the world. It is you sharing these episodes with your colleagues, you leaving us a review or supporting us in all the ways that you do that keeps the lights on over here at Creative Freedom HQ. So thanks for thinking of us. Next week, we're going to be talking about how to know if it's the right time to hire a business coach. It's not just about needing the help. It's about a few other things that can really make the difference. So stay tuned for that. It's also the last episode of season 6. So stay tuned for that. Woo! And until then, for more inspiration and education to help you end the hustle, unleash your star power, and own your dreams without selling your soul, come see what's shaking over at lisarobinyoung.com. You know you want to.